And this session is going to be presented by Sangram Senapati. He is a Uriya Wikimedian and a very active Wikimedian for the last like 5 years or so. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sangram, but I would like to specify one thing here, that when we're talking about 100 Wiki Days, Sangram is somebody who is on a 100 Wiki Days marathon. He has continuously written articles for 1,000 days, which is commendable. And there could have been no one else other than him sharing about his journey and how we can actually join this marathon as well. Yeah, so because Sangram is actually facing network issues, we'll be playing a video that he has recorded for us, and he is here to address all our questions.
Namaskar, Jai Jagannath. I'm Sangram Kesa Senapati. I'm here to present one short presentation about my 100 Wiki Days journey. I have presented this for why users should participate in 100 Wiki Days. A short introduction about me. I'm Sangram Kesa Senapati. My Wikipedia username is SSGopu22. I came to know about Wikipedia from a college senior in 2013. In 2014, I've created my username. On 20th August 2014, I created my first Wikipedia article in English. Before that, I had created one which was deleted within 10 minutes because the article was on me. On 15 December 2014, I created my first article on Uriya Wikipedia. What we would discuss. What is 100 Wiki Days? How did I come to know about this? Why I took interest in this? What problems I faced, then benefits I get? Let's start. What is 100 Wiki Days? As described on MetaWiki, the 100 Wiki Days is a personal challenge in which a person aims at the creation of at least one article per day for 100 days in a row. The general theme and rule follow the idea of 100 Happy Days challenge. It started on January 16, 2015. How did I come to know about this? In February 2017, Subhashish Panigrahi, a fellow Wikimedian from Odisha, added me to 100 Wiki Days Facebook group. Later, I asked Shailesh Patnaik about this, and he suggested me to start 100 Wiki Women's Days from 18th March 2017. After that, it's going on. Why I took interest in this? At first, it was a global group where I saw a lot of posts from different users from different countries. From 2014 December to 2017 March, I had created around 100 articles on Uriya Wikipedia, but this was an opportunity to create 100 articles in next 100 days. In our generation, we can't finish on time if we don't have a deadline. It was like a deadline for me. Then problems I face. Yes, I have faced some problems. In April 2017, during the first phase, there was a communal violence in our area. So the internet was shut down in our district for 48 hours. I used to borrow a scooter from neighbor and went to the next district where internet was available. Those two articles were not great, but the chain was not broken in those days. And the benefits I get, yes, I get some benefits also. On 15th June 2017, I had finished the first 100 Wiki Days with 100 women articles on Uriya Wikipedia. During these 100 days, I came to know more about these people, their work, struggle, patience, helped me also to grow more in my personal life. For the first time, I enjoyed the happiness of completing something big. Then I took a break. What I lost in those days. The break was for 28 days. In those 28 days, I lost this chain. I could not write at least one article in those 28 days. I was losing the patience of writing every day. Why I started again? With the first success and the first break, I saw the reality and understood the deadline and the commitment to be able to do something positive. So on 13th July 2017, again I started, and it's continuing till today. The new benefits I get. In the first 365 days, I was writing articles about Uriya film industry, Till that time, I did not have much idea about Odia film industry. But through this, I started watching lots of TV interviews on YouTube, searching for old newspapers, old books, magazines, and other reference materials. Within 400 days, I had created many film articles which were not there on Odia Wikipedia earlier. And after the films, I started writing articles on elected MLAs to Odisha Assembly. For this, I started reading the history of Odisha, which I never read in depth. Now, every day, I am checking news at least 10 minutes to update those articles, which helped me to gain knowledge for my academic career also. Through this, my writing was also changed. I learned lots of things from these. And apart from Wikipedia, I am also a regular contributor on Odia Wiki Source, Commons, Wikidata, but I'm writing, at least editing Wiki Source once every day, because there was a time when for 15 days Odia Wiki Source, there was no edit on Odia Wiki Source. So on 5th of December 2017, I started editing Wikisource every day, at least one article I could validate or rectify that thing. But for Wikidata and Commons, I don't writing means contributing every day. By contributing to Wikisource, I am reading both new and old books for free of cost, of course. And the basic I learned about writing on Wikipedia is inspired from the Wikisource, because initially I was means typing the books on Wikisource, it increased my typing speed also. I have learned the diversity of writing in Odia, from that old age to the new age. Now I have successfully created more than 1500 articles and completed 100 wiki days for 14th times, and the 15 is going on. The views growth from 2017 to 2021 for articles that I have created. Here is a graph. I think it's not that much big, but it's a good for me actually. I get some inspiration by seeing these things. And a local newspaper featured me in 2019. That was a huge thing for me, actually. I saw that happiness on my parents' eyes. How I'm doing it. I committed to myself for writing articles every day. As a result, this became a routine in my daily life. Initially, it was taking lots of time to write an article, but now I am used to it. And with a good speed of internet, it takes around 30 minutes to create a decent article with good information. Now it's time to discuss why to join 100 Wiki Days. We are accustomed to work with deadlines and with commitments, without which we could not succeed in life, and these 100 days are like that. By joining this, you are entering into a commitment to yourself. And it would be great if you choose your area of interest while writing. You can easily gain knowledge while writing. And now, the result. Apart from the personal growth, the community grows with you. Since our Indic language communities are not so big, these 100 articles could attract more readers. And if you write 100 articles from the same field, interested readers could get the proper knowledge about that field. So this was a small video because I was unable to join live due to the internet connection in evening time in my area. So I made this video for reference actually, and I have edited this everything for this 100 Wiki Days work. And thank you so much for listening to me, and thank you everyone. I must say thanks to some people actually, for Tanmirda for helping me, and Mrutunjaykar from Odia Wikipedia for to be there always with me. He used to call me in night also, there is a mistake, you have to change this. He's teaching everything to me. I can say he's a mentor to me now. And Pranaraj Bangari and Nitesh Gill, both are doing great. So they both are the inspiration to me actually. They both are doing well. And thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you Titoda for this one.
Thank you so much, Sangram, for your session. We already have questions in the chat. I would like to ask one question for clarity. So you mentioned research, you mentioned reading, and you also mentioned creating articles in 30 minutes, which is commendable. So this is something that we want more clarity on. Like, are you translating the articles that are existing on English Wikipedia, or are you writing articles from scratch? Sangram, are you here? Okay. Okay. So he says that basically he's writing about biographies, and because there is already a lot of content available about them, so that is why it takes lesser time. So you take 30 minutes to, you know, upload your upload a document or type the text. Like, how are you able to do this in 30 minutes? Are you framing the full article in 30 minutes? Okay, he says
yes, that some articles are small articles. Actually, there are lots of information about them, like the politician articles. There are lots of information about them on the internet, and there are some articles means those articles have not much information. So those who have the much information on internet, on the books, I used to type them. That's why it takes less time, actually.
And Vishal is sharing his concern about English Wiki because he mentioned that to participate, we need to do groundwork with research of 100 pages at least. Yeah, I completely agree with that. And because English Wiki has already like so much content on it, so that's why sometimes it is challenging to actually work on something new and like bring a substantial amount of information as well to the article. And yeah, as somebody who has also like as because me, I've also completed like this 100 wiki days journey, and I know that this is like a roller coaster, right? There are some days where you are actually enthusiastic and looking forward to write that article, but some days you don't even have an idea on what to write about. Oh, so yeah, so this is like a journey of mixed experiences. And you do need a motivation to continue working on this. So what the approach that we used internally in our community was that actually we had a group of people who were doing that. If Nitesh is here, she has also been continuously writing for 1,000 days. I know that her 1,000 barrier also crossed like long back. She has been writing continuously about women on Punjabi Wikipedia, and she is the reason why we were able to actually bridge the gender gap, and it is much lower as compared to any other projects globally. So Nitesh, would you like to share something on your experiences with 100 Wiki Days?
Hello?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sorry, I was not here. Okay, he was asking about my journey.
Yeah.
Okay, I will speak in few words. I started also in 2017 from Women Month, and that time I just thought I should start 100 Wiki Days with my fellow Wikimedians. Then that time I was not much serious about it, but when I started create article every day, then I was addicted with it, and I just wrote an article about a woman every day. And when I completed my 100 Wiki Days, then I was not dropped this idea. Then I continue my other 100 Wiki Days, and then just like that I completed my 1,000 Wiki Days about, and all article were about women. And when I created 1,000 Wiki articles on Punjabi Wikipedia, after that I started a new target for 1,000 Wiki Days, about 12 article on women. Then now I am working on these articles, and I am developing one article each day. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Nitesh, for sharing your journey. You made it sound like a piece of cake. You made it sound like this is something which is very easy to do, but we know the challenges. And kudos to you, Sangram and Praniraj, for doing this for continuously for more than 1,000 days. At a stretch, we have added all these questions to the Etherpad. I know you're all you all have like so many questions. You want some sort of clarifications on how Sangram is able to do that in 30 minutes. And obviously, when you're writing articles every single day for like so many years at a stretch, you actually come across some challenges as well. And we have questions on how these people are actually countering those challenges that they're facing. But because of the time constraint, we'll have to wind this session here. I have added your questions to the Etherpad, and you can also keep adding more questions to the Etherpad. Thank you once again, Sangram, for this amazing session, and all the best for the next sessions.